The UN has another major problem on its hands, one that's been brewing for years. Next week, the UN's nuclear watchdog agency is expected to release its latest report on Iran's controversial nuclear program. Western diplomats have stepped up their warnings to Iran to come clean on its program or face new sanctions. Here's British Foreign Secretary David Miliband.
Iran has a very clear choice and is confronted by a united international community. Iran can exercise its rights as a normal country if it behaves like a normal country that respects its responsibilities.
We'll hear more from Miliband in a few minutes, but first, the world's Jason Margolis has this update.
If you're following the ongoing developments with Iran, today's update might sound like a recording. About every 3 months for the past 2 years, the International Atomic Energy Agency, or the IAEA, has demanded that Iran comply with inspectors. Iran defies that, though it offers some cooperation. But this time, the recording may be a little different.
This one, people were watching a little more anxiously.
David Albright is the president of the Institute for Science and International Security in Washington. He says the international community is hoping Iran will release information about a secret weapons program that it shelved in 2003, according to U.S. intelligence estimates. Tehran continues to say it wants nuclear fuel only for civilian energy. But Iran's history of withholding information on its nuclear program has many Western leaders skeptical. So Albright says if the new IAEA report reveals that Iran has made more progress enriching uranium,
then I think you have to prepare yourselves for the hardliners to come out and start talking even more about striking Iran militarily. And they'll start beating the drum to convince President Bush that perhaps in the last days of his administration he should do something.
The Bush administration will also almost surely call for more sanctions against Iran. But it takes time for nations to agree on sanctions and for sanctions to take effect, explains Eric Rosenbach. He's the executive director of Harvard's Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs.
While sanctions are being implemented, the Iranians are enriching uranium. They've admitted they're enriching uranium. And they may get to the point where they have enough enriched uranium that they could create a weapon.
The Israelis estimate that Iran could have a nuclear weapon within 2 years. U.S. intelligence puts the number at 7 to 10. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.